Our story begins at the 23rd Precinct. Connie has just arrived and sees Dr. Michael Hunt standing outside the interrogation room.
James?
Connie, it's Michael Hunt now. Please.
What in God's name are you doing here?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I came down here to see a former intern of mine who happens to be facing charges brought on her by you.
You know Heidi Bradford?
Heidi interned at Westside with us last summer. What do you think you're doing, Connie?
Oh, God. My worst nightmare. You need to go, Michael, or whatever you're calling yourself these days. My son isn't home right now, and I'm afraid he'll come down here. I don't want him to see you.
You mean our son, right?
Don't even go there. You've never given a damn about Clint before, so don't even think about having an opinion now.
He's a 16-year-old boy, Connie. How embarrassing for his mommy to be filing charges against his girlfriend.
Heidi Bradford is not his girlfriend. He had a perfectly nice girlfriend, and Heidi broke them up.
Regardless, are you seriously planning on trying to send this poor girl to jail over this? They had sex. A lot of 16-year-old boys are having sex these days.
Don't talk to me about a 20-something seducing teen, Michael, because I've already been down that road with you, myself.
Connie, Heidi just lost a brother. From what I can tell, she doesn't have any family. Just give the girl a break. I'll see if I can talk her into not seeing Clint again.
It's too late for that. I've already given her that option, and she turned it down.
Just think about what you're doing to the boy. This is probably one of his first sexual experiences, and you're going insane over it. You're going to screw him up for life.
If anyone screwed up Clint, it was his father, by abandoning him. Now shut the hell up and get out of my face.
At the rec center, Dara is talking with Chuck at the front desk.
Dara, are you feeling any better?
About the same.
I don't think that punching bag in there can take much more. Take it easy, will you?
I can't help it. I keep seeing Heidi Bradford's face every time I look at it.
As much as I really like Clint, you need to just let it go. He made his choice.
Hey, Dara. I'm Mr. Landers.
Hey, CJ.
How are you doing today, CJ?
I'm all right. I found out some interesting news from Clint today at school.
Ugh, don't even mention his name to me.
Well, I thought you might want to hear this.
What is it?
Clint's mom had Heidi Bradford hauled down to the police station for questioning. She might be charged with statutory rape for sleeping with Clint.
What?
Are you serious? Oh, this would serve that bitch right.
Dara, watch your language.
I can't help it. Maybe the tide is starting to turn in my favor.
Like I said, maybe you should just let it go. If you don't want Clint like you said, then you will.
I mean it. I don't want Clint back.
So, does that mean you'll go to the dance with me then?
Oh, CJ, I don't feel like going out in public with anyone.
It might do you some good, Dara. You need to stop moping around.
Yeah, stop moping.
All right, fine. I'll go. I can't promise I'll be good company, but I'll try my best.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is talking with Mac in his room.
John, you have to eat something. Your medication should have kicked in by now. I know it's more powerful than what you were given at St. John's. How do you feel?
I've got to get out of here.
Look, you're going to be able to as soon as we can locate your family. Think. What is your name?
I don't know. Owen.
It's not Owen. The staff at St. John just thought that you were Owen.
I've got to get out of here.
Zoe, what are you doing in here again? Nurse Graham,
get out of here.
I just thought that if someone talked to John, it might help him remember.
I know you're graduating nursing school this week, but why don't you let Dr. Hunt worry about the next steps for this guy? Okay?
All right. There's just something about him that makes me want to help.
That's sweet. But you have other patients to attend to here. Now get back to it.
At her apartment, Alexandra has just arrived home from work.
Adriana, are you home? Oh, she left a note. Dear Alex, I thought about what you said, and I'm taking your advice. I found a last-second deal on a flight to Alabama, and I'm taking it. I have just enough money in my savings account to pay for it. I may need your help getting home. I'm on my way to see Zach Jessup. I won't come back until I have the answers I need. By the time you get home from work, I'll already be in Alabama. I'll call you tonight. Adriana. Way to go, sister dear.
At his home in Alabama, Zach is sitting in the living room alone when he hears a knock on the door.
I wonder who that could be. Hi, can I help you?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.